This poem on the nonce has in view all sacred dancing, not anyone in particular, but it is no doubt especially influenced by Hindu temple dancing and by the dances of the Sufis. The dancer. Man's destiny is day and night, movement and rest, heaven and earth, by spirit winged, by spirit weighted. Our bodies with the breath of life are penetrated, and limbs and frames with jointed suppleness are blessed to run and leap and sway and whirl by spirit possessed. And spirit is peace, of all repose it is the best to dwell between those two hands cradled and caressed. Let life then be a holy sequence, alternated dance and repose, each to thee, spirit, dedicated. Without thee is no excellence, for consummated by thee all height is, and all depth thou deepenest, through thee who art the lightest and the heaviest, the waves are walked on, rocks by print of feet impressed. The swallow to the surface of the lake swoops down, its image rises as if summoned from the deep, and breast to breast two dance as one, a perfect fellowship they keep. Thou who lovest the waters, who didst create breathing upon them and they were divided, let thy flight glance over these lower waters, our earthly state, that I, thine image, may rise up and dance. O be the dancer thou, I will but follow thy dominance of time and space for me, and like the unerring image of the swallow, so I throughout the dance will hang on thee, till when to heaven thou soarest up in flight, my sinking down to rest a depth shall be in image of that height. Music on music, flute and drum, lightning and thunder, thou dost come in majesty that we may greet with awe thy presence as to our feet these ushers call us. Sternly they chide that first we may be purified, that from the aimless fevered toil of second nature we recoil, shattered by drum and pierced by flute, from our own rhythms by the root plucked up and planted in new soil. Thou art the way, and he that stands within this holy circle's round, infallible between thy hands, loosed from his will, to thine is bound. I and I and I, foot fated, doomed blissfully to dance thy pleasure, from liberty am liberated, set free to move in the great measure that moves the earth about its poles, the planets through the zodiac, gathers, directs the winds, and rolls the sea tide in and draws it back. A mighty harmony ordained to match the harmony of souls, lost through thy dance to be regained. Thou art the truth, at one with thee, thy flute the dark of the soul's night scatters, makes way for certainty, every cadence a flash of light. What is the dance if not a quest, a bridge, a passage, a forsaking of lower rest, for higher rest, one balance for another breaking. The dancer's body is a sword, unsheathed by thee, slain in the dance, the thief of our inheritance lies limp about his stolen hoard. The dancer's body a temple is to house that treasure by thee built, and blessed with many entrances for coming, going as thou wilt. A voice to the flute and thou art sung, we hear and listen and acclaim, each limb an ear is, then a tongue, for dancers' feet invoke thy name. Their hands make signs that eyes may see, hands that from beads thy blessings take, and fingers are in flood with thee whenever hands clasp for thy sake. Thy wings above are sun and shower, with joyous purity they anoint. The dancer is an opening flower, whose petals to the eight winds point. On whom thy name hath set its seal, from him all movement is unfurled. He is the centre of the wheel, he is the axis of the world. Its beauty sways, yet cannot win him. Transparent motion and poise and glance reveal the sanctuary within him through pattern trellises of dance. There at the altar thou art both pourer, drinker, by thee filled up for thee, the dancer is thy cup, the wine remembering thee, O truth. Thou art the life, for thee the drum beats as thy name throbs in the heart. Its message, seek not to become, but be, in depth, be what thou art. At every step, at every stance, all pilgrimages terminate. The shrine is here, what is the dance, if not a knocking on the gate? And thou to let us in art pledged, we dance, for bodies have no choice. When souls with certainty are fledged, and dance within us and rejoice. Not in the firmament alone, but to the heart upon the vast inward horizon thy signs are shown, yet we, not they, are overcast. Thence from those heights, O Spirit, let blow thy cooling winds the heart to wake, that vision from the heart may break, that with it all our being may flow, bound for the inward ocean, a river of life poured back to thee, life-giver. O thou whose touch set turning earth through day and night, through wake and sleep, splendor and peace, daylight and nightlight. Thou who didst breathe on the water's face, blessed is he who knoweth the wind, the air we breathe, none other to be than that first breath. So shall his dance proceed from thee, return to thee, begin and end in the infinite.